Welcome to the Lenten Path, a St. Anthony podcast, where we journey together through the sacred season of Lent. Each episode will pause for a moment of reflection, diving into spiritual themes that inspire, challenge, and prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter. Whether you're seeking peace, renewal, or simply a deeper connection with your Catholic faith, this is the space to reflect, pray, and grow. Let us take this journey together, one day and one reflection at a time.
Hello, and welcome back to the Lenten Path podcast. My name is Mary Beatty, and I have been discussing the theme of surrendering this Lent. I want to focus on a specific kind of surrender, surrendering our need for immediate answers. We live in a world that thrives on instant gratification. When we have a question, we Google it. When we want our food, we order it. When we need something, we order it and it comes that very day. When we pray, we hope for immediate clarity. But God does not always work according to our timelines. We've all been in situations where we desperately want an answer from God. I know that I've asked many times, what am I supposed to do next? Why is this happening to me? When will this pain and suffering end? Waiting can be uncomfortable, even painful, but God often works in the waiting. We are called to surrender our control and trust in Him. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6, we are reminded, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight." Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. This verse reminds us that surrendering the need for immediate answers means choosing to trust over certainty. It means choosing trust over certainty. God's timing is perfect, and even when it feels slow to us, His answers come not when we demand them, but when we are truly ready to receive them, and often in ways that we do not expect the answers to come. So as a practical challenge, surrendering the need to know all the things, this week I invite you to practice surrendering the need for immediate answers in three ways. First one, pray for trust, not clarity. Well, not just clarity. Instead of asking God, "God, tell me what to do right now," try praying, "God, give me peace as I wait for your direction." So pray for trust, not just clarity. The second one is embrace the silence. If God is not answering you right away, resist the urge to force a solution. Sometimes He speaks in the stillness, not in the rush. So embrace the silence. Pause and just be open to the quiet, to what God has for you. The last one is remember past faithfulness. Think back to a time when you were waiting for an answer and God provided in His time. Let that memory remind you that He is still at work now. The Lord is always faithful. So sometimes we have to look back and recognize and be grateful for the blessings that we have and the ways that God has already worked in our lives so that we can better trust in Him when we're in that waiting again, that we can trust saying, "I know you've been faithful. You will continue to be faithful." So remember His past faithfulness. Surrendering our need for immediate answers is not about giving up. It's about growing in trust. It's about believing that even in the unknown, God is still leading us. So this Lent, let's lean into the waiting, knowing that His plans are always greater than ours. So let us close in prayer. Lord, we surrender our need to have all the answers right now. Teach us to trust Your timing and to rest in the peace that comes from knowing You are in control. Give us patience in the waiting and faith to believe that You are always good. St. Anthony of Padua, pray for us.
Thanks for spending a few moments in reflection today. Until next time, stay faithful, stay hopeful, and keep seeking Christ in all things. God bless.